And if we are happy with the knowledge we have, then we are actually going to atrophy. So please remain a lifelong student. Don't lose that curiosity.
Indra Nooyi, what a shining light. What an example for my daughters coming here from India, once worked the graveyard shift, and eventually rose up to become the fifth CEO of PepsiCo. Indra Nooyi is going to give us 7 super tips on today's Super You podcast.
Small step for man.
Liftoff.
We have a
liftoff. We choose to go to the moon, not because they are easy, but because they are
hard. I have a dream.
You can't handle the truth.
7.
6.
5.
4.
3.
2.
1.
Super, 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 super.
Super You. Thank you for joining us for today's Super You podcast. I'm your host, Eric Qualman. Most of you know me as Equal Man. As you know, this podcast is designed to unlock and unleash the superpower that is within all of us. And we know that the future is female. 70% of valedictorians are female. And this is a great example. Indra Nooyi, she's the fifth CEO of PepsiCo, as I mentioned previously. But she's going to give us 7 super tips on our podcast today. And it's made all possible by the great folks at Amazon. Amazon Prime specifically. I know everyone's going to be using Amazon Prime this time of year as the window starts to close on the amount of time we have to get those gifts for those loved ones and friends. So again, it's all made possible by Amazon Prime and made possible by you, the listener. Thank you for continuing to tune in. Don't hesitate to reach out to me. It's equalman@equalman.com with any guests you want us to showcase on here or anything else you might have in your mind. Questions, we'll answer them on the show. So again, that's equalman@equalman.com. Feel free to make it audio if you like. But without further ado, here is tip number 1.
I think easier today only because there are few more of us in positions of power. But I think from a personal perspective, it's got nothing to do with women or being in this position. I have the immigrant fear. So I'm always afraid that if I fail, I may have to go back to something that I don't want to go back to. And so that fear always motivates me, and I drive myself to be better and better and better at my job every day. I don't have a choice but to be a role model, and I feel a privilege to be the role model, whether it's for women, for minorities, for Indian women, for sure. Everybody looks up to me and, you know, wants to learn from me and get my advice. I can't give them all enough time. That's the thing that makes me feel very bad, because I get letters every day asking for advice or whether I'd be a mentor to people. I can't do it all. So I try to do my best by speaking in public forums and trying to disseminate information on a large scale. But I think because there are so few of us, we have to play the role of being the role model, and we have to make sure we do a good job, because we have to set the standard for others who might follow in our footsteps.
Indra Nooyi is a shining example that the American dream is still alive. I mean, it's just crazy. I'm going to go through a list here. These are all CEOs that were born in India or have Indian roots. If you look at CEO of Microsoft, Satya Nadella, Sundar Pichai, CEO of Google, the new CEO of Twitter, CEO of Palo Alto Networks, CEO of Adobe, IBM, MasterCard, Micron Technology, and I could go on and on. But the beautiful thing is, the secret sauce of America has always been the melting pot. That's right. It's that immigration. It's the American dream that if you put in the hard work, the world's your oyster. If you can dream it, you can do it. So again, I love this podcast. I love this guest because an example of hard work works. Sure. Your path may be harder than someone else's, but it's really about controlling what you can control. And if you put in the passion and you put in the time, you can reach the top. You can do anything that you want to do. And I think that's lost today. So a lot of it's what the media portrays, but that's why we have this podcast, to say, look, it's up to you. Sure, your path may be a little harder, but don't make excuses. Don't play the victim. You can do it. Doesn't matter the color of your skin. It doesn't matter your gender. Your path may be slightly harder, but again, it's up to you. What do you want to do? Where do you want to go? Where do you want to get? There's plenty of people out there that'll help you along the way as well. So be patient, be persistent, Be positive. Here we are with tip number two.
I tell you a painful, painful story. The other day, when we moved back to our headquarters in Purchase after renovation, I had the opportunity to go through all my old mail, and I found a letter that my daughter had written to me, my second daughter. And I joined PepsiCo when she was 18 months old. And I lived in the company. I just worked all the time. And my desk was being given away to get a new desk. And she said, "Mom, you can't give away that desk." I said, "Why not?" She said, "I slept in this little area underneath your table with my blankie all the time I was growing up. How can you give this desk away?" And I sat back and said, "My God, what a memory for her to have." And then I was going through the files. There's a letter from her to me, which I'm keeping because I have to remind myself of what I lost. It says, "Dear Mom, I love you. Please come home. Please, 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 please come home. I love you, but I love you more if you came home." This is my 4 or 5 year old writing these notes. So how did I do it? Huge number of sacrifices, huge, huge number of sacrifices, trade-offs. And I think through it all, I might be a CEO today, and I love the job, I love where I am, but I will tell you, if I had to write a letter to myself as a younger person, I'd say, be careful about all the choices you're making, because you will look back and it'll hurt like hell, and it does. I regret is too serious a word. The heart aches many times.
Sacrifices, you got to figure out what's worth it and what's not. What's most important to you? And I think the one benefit that's been with this pandemic, with COVID, is it was a shocker to the system for us to kind of pause and realize, hey, what's most important? Is another dollar in my pocket more important? Or is another minute of time spent with my daughter more important? So you got to figure out what that is for you. A tip I give out to a lot of you out there is at the end of each day, mark down, was a day of +1, -1, +2, -2, +3, -3. And start to figure out when you have those +2, +3 days, what's a common thread there? And try to do more of whatever is driving that positive, that joy in your life.
The other thing he told me, which was unusual for me, because it was just not in my personality to do that, he said, if you really feel strongly about something and you don't like something people are doing, throw a temper tantrum. Throw things around, because people have got to know that you feel strongly about it. And I talked to his agency partners, and they said that if you showed Steve a campaign or showed him a design for a product, and if he didn't like it, he would throw the papers across the room and make them work all night. Now, I haven't gone that far. I'm beginning to use certain words a little bit more freely, and I am screaming a bit more. When I say screaming, you know, pounding the table and saying, you know, this is a piece of something, go redo it, which, you know, was really not the way I was, but it is effective, right? Because it shows the passion that I have for what I'm doing.
When she says Steve, she's alluding to Steve Jobs, of course. And you don't have to throw a temper tantrum. No one likes that. But it's how do you be passionate? Like my coach, Coach Tom Izzo, you always know where you stand with that guy. It's awesome. Now, could he curtail his language a little bit? Sure. When you're going for that perfection. And so, but for us on a day-to-day level, the key is always state your opinion. That's taken me a long time to learn because I'm a people pleaser. But I realized in order to develop your best reputation and respect is think about, you never say, "Oh, I love that guy. He's a yes man." No one ever says that. It's, "Hey, that person doesn't always agree with what I have to say. And we don't always agree, but I respect him or her because she states her opinion. She doesn't make it flowery, and she just tells me directly." And I've tried to get better at that with time. And I think most of us, if you look at old men and women, what do we love most about them? There's no filter. It's just direct and to the point, because they don't have much time. They don't want to waste time. It's just direct and to the point. So if you do anything this week, try to be more direct and to the point. Moving on to tip number 4.
The bolder we can be, the better. The more we can break the rules, the better off we're going to be. Because You know, the world is full of ideas today. And if we don't do it, somebody else is going to do it. In fact, I'd say little startups are capturing a lot of the growth today, even in our space, even in the food and beverage space. So in many ways, in our company, we have to act as if we are a bunch of little startups. And that's what we are, a bunch of little startups. So in order to do that, we've got to allow people to be bold, you know, write the rules any way they want. And that's what they're doing in our company.
The world favors the bold. Here we are at tip number 5.
I think every issue we are facing today is long-term in nature and requires systematic solutions when we have political cycles that are short-term in nature and investors who are short-term in nature. So the question is, who is going to address these issues? We're looking at everything through a microscope, and we've got to look at a microscope and a telescope. From my perspective, that is the only strategy I knew, and that's the only strategy I know. If my board, my investors didn't like that, I wouldn't be sitting here with you today. But I was very comfortable that that was the only way the company should go, because I was looking at the consumer data, I was looking at, you know, societal data, and I realized that our strategy to shift the portfolio, becoming more environmentally conscious and creating an environment that was good for our employees, was the only shareholder value creating strategy in the long term.
That's a major issue we always see, is that all of us should be persistent in the short term, but patient in the long term. But publicly traded companies, it's difficult for them and the leaders to do, because they're incentivized to focus on the near term, quarter to quarter. What's going to put the most money in their pocket? What's going to put the most money in their shareholders, the board's pocket? So they actually have nearsighted solutions, because that's the way the game is played. We're seeing this played out also in countries. When you think about the United States, if we continue to print money, is that going to end well? If you're not thinking long term, if you're not building infrastructure, if you're not doing certain things that are built for the long haul, which country is going to win that game? It's probably the country that is persistent in the short term, but patient in the long term. Here we are with tip number 6.
As millennials have come into the workforce in large numbers, their expectations of companies have changed. They no longer look at it as sort of a paycheck, but they look at it as, how can I go to work and make a difference in society? So the notion of purpose is becoming a much bigger factor. The big difference is that in the past, purpose used to be some sort of a corporate social responsibility program. And typically those programs were good, people liked them, but they were at the whim or fancy of the CEO who was there. So if the CEO retired, that program got cut. So we had to weave purpose into the core business model of the company. How do you make sure that the sense of purpose can only be accomplished if you make profits? And the only way to make profits is through purpose. And that's why we use the term performance with purpose, linking both together. And I think that's what's excited millennials in particular, and what's excited the boomers to even stay longer in the workforce, because they actually feel they're contributing to the future of society as opposed to walking in, picking a paycheck and leaving.
Because of COVID, many are calling it the Great Resignation. The number is that 40% of people have switched jobs since the pandemic started or retired. I like to call it the Great, I forgot who said this, but I like the term. It's the Great Reassessment. You reassess what's important to you. I think the way we view work, and it's driven by the younger generation, so hats off to them, because I think some of the generations like mine, Gen X or Boomer generations, got it wrong. They thought work first. They would live to work, or they'd work to live. And it's really about, you've got to live first. It's not about work first. And so I think that we've got that backwards for many, many years. And partly due to the pandemic, we've been able to reassess what's important to us. I think that's important to always write down. It's always a fun question or thought process, is that if you were to win the lottery, what would you do? And literally, if I ask people this, if I say you won $1 billion, money is no longer an issue, you travel the world, you start your charity, but then what do you do? And most can't answer that question. And you should be able to answer that question, because that's what you should be striving for to do each and every day. You don't know if today's your last day. So it's really about writing that down. What would you do if money weren't an object? And work in a good sense, work as in goal-oriented work toward achieving that. All right, here we are with tip number 7.
are my three lessons I'd like to share with you. First, please be a lifelong student. You know, when we are kids, we ask questions like, why is the sky blue? Why is the bird flying so high? But for some reason, as we get older, that curiosity goes away. And if we are happy with the knowledge we have, then we are actually going to atrophy. So please remain a lifelong student. Don't lose that curiosity. Second, whatever you do, throw yourself into it. Throw your head, heart, and hands into it. I look at my job not as a job. I look at it as a calling, as a passion. And I don't care about the hours. I don't care about the hardship, because to me, everything is a joy. So whatever you do, please look upon it as a calling and a passion, not as a job, not as something temporary. The third and the most important one, please help others rise. Greatness comes not from a position, but from helping build the future. All of us in positions of power have an obligation.
That was our final tip from Indra Nooyi, the former chairman and CEO of PepsiCo. What a boss. What an absolute boss she is. I just love her perspective, and I hope you do too after listening to her here today, which again is all made possible for the amazing team here at Equal Man Studios. When you think about Jake Brin, we think about Maritza Gutierrez, and of course, the wonderful Kelsey Gomez. Again, thanks to our sponsor, Amazon Prime, for bringing you the Super You podcast, the podcast designed to unlock and unleash the superpower that is within you. And until next time, this is your host, Equal Man, reminding all of us, it is not what we take from the world, it is what we leave behind.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Super, 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 super,
super you.